Blog Talk Radio.
Why?
for two. I'm here for the shit. Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards from LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. sharp. Admission, $35 all night. Standard tables, $250. Premier table, $300. Four available. VIP table, $350. Six available. VIP sections, $1,000. Two available. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all. Lip sync performance with a production. Mini grants include $1,000. Open to all best dressed. $1,000. Open to all foot, eye, and gag. $1,000 legendary tag team performance. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000 female figure versus Witch Queen European Runway. $1,000 female figure face. $500 Witch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500 Witch Queen American Runway. Plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century. 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018.
Saturday, March 31st, Father Marcus Mizrahi presents the April Fool's Ball. Saturday, March 31st, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., Los Angeles, California. MC of the night, legendary Deshaun Lanzen. Categories include grand prize, $1,000 open to all runway, $1,000 tag team performance, $1,000 2018 pieces only. Open to all streetwear with an exclusive 2018 sneaker. Mini grand prize, $500 best dressed. $500 open to all realness. $500 realness with a twist. $250 open to all sex sirens. More categories on the way. The April Fool's Ball, Saturday, March 31st, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., Los Angeles, California.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Okay? We are here to give y'all a show, honey. You know, it was no balls. It was actually no balls this weekend, besides the Kiki balls that happened in New York and some other Kiki balls that happened across the country and stuff of that nature. But there were no major balls this weekend. There was a couple of mini balls that happened this weekend. But you know it's Monday night, bitch, and you know y'all always live for a bitch to come up here and be petty and be here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. So instead of canceling the show, honey, because it wasn't really nothing going on, honey, and we really don't do lives around here that much on the Jess Kelly Network, we decided that we were still going to come and we was going to give y'all a motherfucking show, Miss Thing, honey. So we here to give y'all a motherfucking show and to do what we motherfucking do every Monday. So we're going to be here for about an hour and a half or so. But you know, baby, once the motherfucking queen, supreme motherfucking court is on motherfucking live, honey, we going to get up out of here, honey, and we going to go check that out, Miss Thing, bitch, because you know that's going to break the motherfucking internet tonight, honey, so we going to go check that out. So we going to give y'all a little show. We going to get into the things and shit like that. Hopefully tonight, the legendary Jason Bridge will not go to sleep tonight on the show. You know, he's been going to sleep a lot lately on the show, Miss Thing. He be giving me very bitch, should he be a part of the AARP committee, honey? Because you know they always go to sleep over there on the AARP committee, honey. And Jason has been giving me that a lot lately, honey. He's been falling asleep and things like that and stuff. So, you know, we're here for the shit, honey. Everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary one itself, the first crown.
I just see the saddest life, a savage.
Brooklyn, I'm going to fuck you up. You're going to talk about he is like 50, bitch, Brooklyn. I'm going to fuck you up. But yeah, this is going to... Yes, Brooklyn. He is like 50, Brooklyn. So you know those old people, honey. You know they fall asleep at a drop of a dime, honey. You never know when they're around or when they're going to fall asleep, honey. So you know, honey, we got to, we got to wait, honey, and see if he's going to fall asleep.
Really?
But this is... Go ahead, Jason. What was you about to say?
Really, that's what we doing? That's what we doing now? I'm like 50? Really, Mona?
Well, I'm just saying,
okay.
The way you be falling asleep and around here and stuff, baby, we would think you would be like 50, bitch. I thought that Kelly's like 75. If you don't get up off of this motherfucking live, baby, I'm going to roast your motherfucking ass, honey, okay? Don't start your motherfucking shit on this motherfucking live tonight. Okay, but the way you be falling asleep, I be thinking you are part of the AARP committee. Everybody, welcome to the motherfucking radio show. My legendary sister, motherfucking self. It's the one, it's the only, it's the queen bee herself, honey. Our mother, Amaya Revlon, is live on the airwaves with us.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah,
so, Amaya, you know, we gotta check in on Jason from time to time in this hour and a half that we live on the air because, you know, he be falling asleep, you know, midway in the show and stuff.
He didn't just start this. He used to do that when he was on the show with me and Jasmine, too.
Yeah, but that was over there on the AARP committee, honey. We the youngest.
What you not gonna do is that I was not the one falling asleep on Jasmine's show. And if I did fall asleep, it was because it was boring as fuck.
Okay.
I'm about to
start. We waited for our Judy, even though I see our Judy's house number, and our Judy ain't pressed one yet, honey. I see his house number on the switchboard. We waited for the up and coming Jess Marcus to come on the phone lines, honey. You know, I see his house number, but he ain't pressed one yet, so I'm not just going to invade his space because he might be doing something over there and stuff and shit, honey. The live is here, honey, girl. Honey. Baby.
Yeah,
Marcus ain't doing shit. He better get his ass on his phone.
Honey. Yes, Sonny. So, you know, we here. But this is the pre-show before we go over to the Supreme Court. Honey, hold on. The Supreme Court comes on at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But you know, in black folk time, bitch, that may be, bitch, about 10:15, 10:30, honey. It may come on, okay? And everybody, listen, when I'm doing the show, y'all cannot text my phone when I'm doing the show. Y'all have to hit me up on Facebook when I'm doing the show, okay?
Yeah.
Even though I'm doing the show tonight from my computer and I'm not doing it from the phone, because I don't know why my computer would not, my phone would not let me go live. Every time I tried to go live from my cell phone, baby, it kept cutting the shit off, baby, in the middle of the fucking live. So I turned my whole desk around so I didn't have to put up my backdrop and all of that and stuff, because it'd just be too much, you know. I can't lift more than 4 pounds or anything, bitch. So trying to pull that backdrop out and trying to put it up with no help and all types of stuff, I can't do all of that. So I just turned my desk around so I'm facing the bare wall, so y'all can't get into all the madness that's going over here on this side and stuff like that. So that's why I ain't got no backdrop up and we on the computer, so we can't call the children. Hey to everybody. Hey to everybody that's on the live. I know people be commenting and saying a lot of stuff on the live and stuff, and I don't be reading y'all comments and stuff and things of that nature. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to explain to y'all why I don't read. I'm going to explain to y'all exactly why I don't read y'all comments when y'all comment and y'all say stuff over here, okay? Here on the Jess Kelly Network, and Jason can tell you that we have the $99 package here. They have a $39 package on the Jess Blog Talk Radio. Then they have the $100 package, and then I think they have the $299 package here on Blog Talk Radio. We have the $99 package here on Blog Talk. Okay, we have that package so we can have limited amount of people that can call into the show, so we can have all different types of audios on the thing. Even though we really don't be playing the audios and stuff, like the bomb dropping and stuff, and we only play the commercials and stuff, but we have that package. I don't read the comments because this is an interactive show, okay? We want y'all to use the number that we pay every month for y'all to call in here and use y'all voice and call in here. I know the fake profiles like the Brooklyn Monas and the Chanels and, you know, and the Samantha James and shit, you know, they ain't going to call in here. But for all you real people that's out there that got a voice, bitch, we got this package for y'all to pick up the phone and use this phone line, 563-999-3792, for y'all to call in and be a part of the fucking show. Like, why y'all just want to be motherfuckers that want to sit in the bleachers and sit in the stands instead of letting people hear y'all motherfucking voice? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all, okay? Me and Jason and Marcus, Amaya's just coming back to the show. This is her second week on the show. Okay, wait, hold on. Everybody, welcome Marcus, Jess Marcus, to the show. Okay, Amaya's just coming back to the show. But what y'all don't know that goes on in the background of us doing this show, let me explain tonight, since we really don't have a lot to talk about because it wasn't really that many balls. What goes on in the background is, okay, we get a lot of hate mail. We get a lot of attacks from people when y'all inbox us things and y'all send us things, because people think that y'all opinions is our opinions that's coming from us when it's not coming from us. That's why I love when y'all hear the ding go off on the show and y'all hear somebody sent me something through text message, or y'all hear somebody sent me something through Facebook, so y'all can know that it's coming from somebody else when I read these things. Because a lot of people attack us after the show is over. They attack Marcus, and they hit Marcus up and get the rage. How the fuck could you let her say something like that? And then when it's somebody that's afraid to say something to Marcus, they hit me up and get the rage. Kelly, how you let your fucking late-ass motherfucking friend Marcus say this shit? Or how you let Jason say this shit? Like, they go back and forth between us. That's why we have the number for y'all to voice your opinion and for y'all to come in here and say what y'all need to say. That's why we have the number, because we get a lot of fucking backlash when it comes to this motherfucking show if y'all don't motherfucking know. So I'm just saying. Okay? So, what's
hey,
to the late...
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, and to the late bitch that reported my page and said I was a fake person, fuck you, your mother, your grandmother, your granddaddy, your great grandmother, and your future nieces and nephews, faggot.
Oh, well, at least they said you. Well, at least they said wait. Well, at least they said you was a fake profile. They told me I was. They told Facebook I was impersonating myself.
Oh, well, that's what they took. That's what they said. They said I was impersonating somebody. Yeah.
So let me tell y'all, right? This is what we go through on a daily basis, and it's not on a daily basis. On Monday nights, this is what we go through on Mondays. This is what we go through, right, for everybody to know what we go through on Monday. We could sit here all week long from Tuesday into Sunday, and we could be on Facebook, and we could be talking, saying whatever we want. On Mondays, bitch, for some odd reason, on Mondays, bitch, Marcus' page get blocked on Monday. My page will get blocked on Monday. Jason's page will get blocked on Mondays, mistake. But Tuesday through Sunday, bitch, we don't get no reports or nothing from nobody. But on Mondays, the girls try to get us off motherfucking Facebook, bitch. So today was Marcus's day to get his news, baby. Marcus called me enraged about 3 o'clock this afternoon. The girls reported Marcus as a fake profile, honey, okay? Marcus had Facebook, bitch, since you had to have a college motherfucking email address to get on motherfucking Facebook, bitch. So you know Marcus got his page open back up in about 15, 20 minutes, bitch. Let me tell y'all what I had to do to get my motherfucking page open, okay? I had to take a piece of mail with my motherfucking name and my address on it, okay? Write my name on it again with the date, with my ID, holding it up like this, okay, with my computer, and take a picture of it with my ID in the mail. Then I had to switch from my ID with that same piece of mail and my Social Security number, hiding my Social Security number, bitch. Then I had to switch from that with the same motherfucking thing with my bank card and cover my bank card number and send it to Facebook last week Monday to get my motherfucking page on motherfucking block so we can do a motherfucking show for y'all motherfucking girls, Miss A. But this is what we go through on a daily basis on Monday because the girls are just so motherfucking pressed, Miss thing about the motherfucking Jess Kelly Network and Patty motherfucking Mondays. So we go through a lot that y'all don't know behind the scenes, bitch, that goes on. So that's what we're gonna talk about tonight. We're gonna get into the fight that happened at the Kiki Bowl with the kids with the sledgehammers and all of that stuff. But tonight,
right now tonight,
before we get into all of that drama and stuff, Miss Thing, we're gonna let y'all know what goes on behind the scenes to make this motherfucking shit work for y'all, okay? That's what we're going to go through to make this shit, to let y'all know what goes on behind the scenes. So I'm going to start for y'all, okay? Everybody knows that once upon a time I had 3 Facebook pages, okay? I started out with my first fade page, which was on my page, and I had my family and all the girls on my motherfucking page, okay? But then I decided, because all the stuff that I was doing, okay, and this is back in the days before there was a Brooklyn Mona and all of these girls, when Miss Laura Spears was out, okay? So this is how far I'm taking y'all back. Miss Laura Spears was a bitch that was no holds motherfucking barred, bitch, okay? She read you. She read your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, your uncles. She had pictures of every motherfucking body in your family and everything, okay? So at this point, I was being really messy. I was a really messy queen, okay? So I decided that I was going to separate the girls from my family because I did not want the girls to be dragging my family into things that I was doing. So I had my straight page, and I took all the girls off of there. I made my Kelly Mizrahi page, okay? My Kelly Mizrahi page was up for a very long time, okay? So, but as y'all can see, my Kelly Mizrahi page is no longer my Kelly Harrison page that turned into Kelly Mizrahi to Kelly Harrison is no longer on Facebook, okay? That was my first initial gay page. That was the page that I had over 30,000 followers on that page, okay? As y'all can see, that page is no longer on Facebook anymore, okay? The girls had that page taken off of Facebook last week, Monday, because they did not want me on Facebook, okay? So we go through a lot that y'all don't know about. So that's why I separated the pages and everything, because, bitch, it was just too much to deal with and everything. So it's like a lot of things that y'all don't know about that we go through, it's a lot that we go through. The hate mail, Smith saying, bitch, bitches hit Marcus up all the time. But I'll let Marcus tell his story, how the girls hit him up and threatened him that they're going to kill him, Jason too, and stuff. But my story is I go through so much to be here for the shit and everything, bitch. Like the girls sitting here and reporting my lives and everything. This fan page that y'all are sitting here and we are doing this live on, this fan page has been open for years, okay? I never utilized this fan page. And I wonder why I never utilized this fan page. So we started watching like one of these shows one night, me, Jason, and Marcus. And this motherfucking child was roasting the children on the motherfucking live and everything, Miss Thing. And I reported her shit, Miss Thing, because some of the shit she was saying was just outrageous. So they hit me back and was like, Facebook sent me a message and was like, oh, this is a fan page and you can't da 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 da, and gave me the whole breakdown and everything. So that's why we now utilize the fan page here, and I don't go live from the main page, because when I go live for the main page, I can't call y'all mooks. I can't call y'all sissies. I can't call y'all faggots, Miss Thing. I can't say you bitches are sick and all types of shit that I be wanting to motherfucking say, Miss Thing, from the regular page, Miss Thing. But over here, bitch, I can drag you nasty ass, scallywagon ass, bottom of the barrel ass motherfucking bitches, Miss Thing. I can drag y'all to 10 buck motherfucking two, Miss Thing, bitch, and y'all can't report this motherfucking page, Miss Thing, bitch, over here on the fan page. So that's why we use the fan page now, because we can say shit that we normally can't say on the other page, okay? Because now if I would have just said all of that shit, bitch, and we was live from the Kelly Harrison page, Miss Thing Girl, I'm telling you, Miss Thing, a bitch would have reported us, Miss Thing Girl, it would have logged me out of Facebook, Miss Thing, and we would have been done for the motherfucking night. It would have been no motherfucking show, Miss Thing, okay? But we got more leniency over here, bitch. We can drag you motherfucking ugly motherfucking trolls over here, Miss Thing, because a lot of you bitches are godforsaken motherfucking ugly, Miss Thing, and have no motherfucking right. I'm just saying. So, Jason, Marcus, whichever one of y'all, Maya, Miss Thing, go ahead, tell y'all experience, Miss Thing, and then I'll come back and give a little more of my experience.
Well, I typically don't ever have any problems. I think it was, honestly, I think the person who got my page shut down got it shut down over them nominations. So you still a late bitch that still ain't nominated, fag. Whoever did it.
But isn't
you know,
it the people's choice? So isn't it the people that chose the nomination?
Yes, but, you know, the people think they more popular than what they actually are. It was one of those, because Amaya, I've had Facebook since 2002. Okay.
And this has never happened to you before.
Never had never had anything happen. I don't even get blocked like that. Like, I think I've been blocked one time for 24 hours. But yeah, they turned my page back on in 15 minutes, but yeah, them queens tried it, whoever it was.
It took me 3 days to get my shit back open, bitch. This motherfucker get his over back in 15 minutes, okay? Bitch, this motherfucker, he sound like Alyssa, mistake, bitch. I can make $500 in 15 motherfucking minutes, mistake, bitch. That motherfucker had his shit back open in 15 minutes, bitch. It took me 3 days, bitch, to get my shit open back up.
Maybe they wasn't buying it, Kelly, when they seen your ID and stuff.
Jason, tell them some of your experience that you go through, bitch, being a part of the Jess Kelly Network and trying to be here for the shit.
I mean, shit, mine go back as far as the first time, it's going to have to go back to our sister station. The first time I got blocked and put in Facebook jail was, I guess, because of Milan, reading Milan, because he read Kelly and he read Jasmine. And he got, and to be honest with y'all, if my motherfucking mother rum had never got shut down because of that made by Mattel dark-ass California raisin-looking bitch Milan, I probably wouldn't even be in Kelly rum because our tea party rum was where we were at. But because a bitch got mad because Jasmine said he looked like Econ and Camaro looked like Steel, he got upset with me and read, and I read his built by Mattel bad built body, the hot oil in his ass, reading him, and he wanted to go at it, so he got me blocked, and he got our room shut down. That was the first time. Then because of people not liking what we, J-Rock, me, Mark, my other brothers and sisters had to say with Trash Talk Tuesday, we couldn't say sis, you couldn't say words like faggot. Well, I'll never call nobody a dying queen, but you dying queens would get mad. And you dying queens would get mad. And the only thing I would tell you to do was suck a sick dick, which you probably already done any goddamn way. Y'all would block, get me blocked. And then I would have, then if I would, y'all would read me, and then I read y'all, and then y'all would report me for reading y'all. So then Jasmine said, because I was only using my main page, so Jasmine says you need to make another page. So then that's when I start making backup pages to the backup page to the backup page, because you queen don't like to play fair. You like to read, but then when you get read, you want to report. Then my only other problem with you girls is this. When y'all can't attack Kelly, because for whatever reasons y'all scared to attack Kelly, when y'all can't attack Kelly for what she say, if we co-sign for what she say, and we may not even always agree with what Kelly say, but because Kelly said it and we said something after Kelly then said it, then we get the backlash, we get threatened, I'ma punch you in your face, I'ma beat you up. At one point in time, I remember Miss Amaya on the other end of this phone was talking about when she see me, she was going to slap me. And I'm like, well, bitch, what I do to you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a changed lady. I really don't know what happened at the situation. But you had to say something for me to want to slap you. Don't act like
you know what.
Like
let me tell you something.
Right. He wasn't giving it.
And I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all and say, right, bitch, when I get blocked on Facebook, it don't bother me when I get blocked on Facebook. It really doesn't, bitch. It's a break. It's a break to me. The only thing that bothers me when I get blocked on Facebook, like certain people that hit me up, I can't respond to their messages, Miss Day. So I don't even look
right
at their messages for the time that I'm blocked because I don't want them to think that I'm being shady and not responding back to their messages. But it don't bother me when y'all block me. It is a vacation for me, bitch, when y'all block me, bitch. I don't have to talk to y'all. It hurts everybody else. When y'all block me, okay? And to the person, just give me one more second. To the people on the live that keep saying that I look like I lost weight, Miss Say, it ain't that I look like I lost weight, okay? Let me break it down to y'all. I went from having 54 motherfucking double F hard ass titties to having 54 B titties, Miss Say, girl. So I look smaller because I got smaller breasts than I had before, okay? Hey, bitch ain't losing no weight.
Okay, I ain't lose no weight, Miss Thing. I just got smaller breasts. That's it. Okay, go ahead, Jason. The only thing that I get mad about when I get blocked, like you said, is that I can't respond to conversations that I be having with people in my inbox when they hit me up. But when y'all block me and y'all get me blocked and put me in Facebook jail, I'd be okay with it because that means I don't have to, I can't check nothing, I can't delete nothing out the room. I don't have to worry about what's going in the room because Mona can, because I can't do nothing. So it's like y'all block, so I think y'all get me sent to jail so y'all can run amok in that room and do and say what y'all want because y'all know I can just see it and I can't respond to it.
I did not get the blue check. What blue check? I don't know what blue check you talking about. What blue check
the
are you talking about?
Check.
Oh, what verify check?
Must be on Twitter.
I don't know. You got to explain to me what blue check you talking about. I'm looking at the messages. I'm looking at the messages tonight, but you got to tell me what blue check are you talking about. Yeah, Amaya hasn't experienced that yet, Miss Thang, you know, because she's still slightly on a little vacation, Miss Thang. But once she rears her ugly head, Miss Thang girl, and she start being fierce, Miss Thang girl, she going to experience the reporting her motherfucking ass and getting her motherfucking together, Miss Thang girl. She ain't experienced it yet, Miss Thang.
I'm not going to experience it unless people just want to try me because I don't sit there, I don't say things to people. Like, I don't talk about people like that anymore. But, I mean, you know, I mean, it'll happen, I'm sure. I'm coming back out in May to judge balls and stuff, so I'm sure the girls will get me together one way or another.
Okay, and so I'm answering some of y'all questions that y'all asking me. I'm answering some of y'all questions that y'all asking me on live and stuff. So when it comes to my weight loss journey and stuff, Mistake, girl, it's no journey with me. Sometimes, and I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all. Sometimes y'all see me, bitch, and I'll go on this stern mistake. I go on this stern motherfucking. I'm only drinking water and eating Special K and fruit, bitch, and I'll lose massive weight and I'll go back down to a size 18, bitch, and be looking phenomenal, bitch. And then I go through a moment when I get depressed, bitch, and I just sit here in this house and I just eat, bitch, and I blow back up and I'm a 26, 28, mistake, Artie. So, you know, it's like my weight fluctuates. You know, I can control my weight. When I need to go up, I go up. When I want to go down, I go down. I control my weight on my own. I don't, you know, like, do no diet. I don't work out or anything like that. I'm just me, honey, you know. Yes, Special K and water and fruit, bitch. I go on a Special K and water and fruit diet, bitch, for about a month, 2 months, bitch, and a bitch will be down to a size 18, motherfucking 20, bitch, looking fabulous, honey, okay? And then when a bitch wants some motherfucking, when a bitch want to eat a whole motherfucking, you know, a bitch want to feel like Jason, Miss Thing, bitch, and eat a whole 12-piece of motherfucking Popeye's chicken and a 6-piece biscuit and a box of fries, bitch, girl, I eat a bitch. I'm just saying.
Really? I hope y'all do not believe that I sit there and eat 12 pieces of chicken at one time. Please do not believe her and think that
so
I actually see.
He'll go to Popeye's and he'll get a 12-piece, bitch, and he'll eat 6 and 3 biscuits and save another 6 and another 3 biscuits for later. Okay, baby, so I'm just
Look.
Saying, okay? Not you, Jason. Prodigy. I'm not talking about the icon, Jason. I'm not talking about the icon, Jason Prodigy. I'm talking about the legendary Jason Bridges, honey, from the radio, honey. Not you, Jason Prodigy. Okay. So you know that was the shit. So let's get into the shit. I just gave y'all a breakdown of what we go through and stuff, so y'all can know what we deal with on a daily basis when it comes to doing this show and all of the stuff that we get, you know, thrown at us, Miss Day. We get so much shit thrown at us, bitch. That's why I want y'all people to pick up the numbers. Change our voice. Call in here and speak in another voice because we get so much hate mail and so much inboxes about things that's really not coming from us that people think is coming from us, Miss Thing. It's not coming from us, Miss Thing. But we here to be that voice, Miss Thing, for people that can't speak up for themselves, bitch. But all the hate mail, I love the hate mail. I love the hate mail. But then on a positive note, I love all the people that come and say that they love what we do. And certain things that we talk about inspire them. And it helps them through their day. And it motivates them in all types of things. So, you know, the love that we get always outweighs the hate that we get in things of that nature. So I want to thank everybody for all the love and all of the support and everything that they give us here on the Jess Kelly Network, because this is a motherfucker. Y'all don't know, this is a full-time motherfucker job that we sit here and we have to deal with and sort through tea, bitch, okay, and call this person and call that person this thing and make sure that you know, bitch. And let me tell y'all something, bitch. It ain't never been a bitch, okay? A bitch will never, ever discredit anything that we say here on the Jess Kelly Network, and I'm keeping it funky with y'all, bitch, okay? When we drop something here on the Jess Kelly Network, bitch, houses and they house members may come underneath these posts and these videos, and they may comment about things that we say here on the Jess Kelly Network. But know that we dot our I's and cross our motherfucking T's, bitch, and we check every motherfucking box, bitch, before we motherfucking say something here, bitch. But they might come here and give y'all a spin-off motherfucking story about what the situation is. But know that, bitch, when you hear something here on the Jess Kelly Network, bitch, oh, it's real, okay? But they may spin it the way they want to spin it. So this Saturday, I got out my bed this Saturday, because I've been in the house for the last couple of weeks, bitch, you know, and I don't be really doing nothing. So it was a Kiki function this weekend, honey. My grand Snooki had a Kiki function this weekend. So I went out to the Kiki function, and I judged the Kiki function. I had a good time. I got smacked. I got the dog shit smacked out of me and everything, bitch, sitting on the judges panel. Okay, Baby Will Mizrahi smacked the dog shit out of me while he was voguing, okay, this Saturday on the judges panel, okay? And so, you know, it was really cute. The kids came out, even though they had to switch venues at the last minute, and it was a small venue that they had to switch to, they made it motherfucking work, and they had a great time. Snooki gave out all $1,600 of the money that he was supposed to give out this weekend for the motherfucking ball. So I left there around like 2:30 in the morning. The ball was over about 2. I stayed outside for a half an hour until about 2:30, and then I had to leave and I had to come home because I had some other engagements that I had to take care of this weekend. So I left and I came home. So as I'm taking care of what I'm taking care of, I looked down at my phone. Before I started taking care of what I needed to take care of, I looked down at my phone, and I see it's a video of the children fighting. So I shared the video to my group, and I posted up, wow. And so then Marcus called me, and I was like, Marcus, I got to call you back because I'm about to take care of something. So I finished doing what I was doing, and then I watched the video, and then I called Marcus back. But I didn't know any of the children that was in the video. The only thing I know that Precious was in the car and she was recording the video. These kids was out here, bitch. Like, let me tell you something, right? Miss Fag, you know a bitch is coming to do something, Miss Fag, okay, bitch, okay? You know, for your protection, I can see you walking around with a mace, with some mace. Who's calling Sakura's car?
Oh, that's not me.
Say
that
what?
Must be Jason.
What?
You calling another
No, that ain't me.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Saint. Girl, I'm sorry, Miss Saint. Girl, I'm sitting here, Miss Saint, and I'm about to, and I'm like, who the fuck is calling Sakura's, Miss Saint, girl? And mind you, that's you know, it's showtime. It's you know, it's showtime. But you know, and everybody knows that's in prison. They shouldn't be calling me Monday at this time. But that was Securus because my iPhone, accidentally touched my iPhone and picked up a jail call, honey. And they know they shouldn't be calling mother on Monday night at between 9 and 11, honey. It's jail. It's a radio show, and that was my phone. So I apologize to y'all. But I don't know why they shouldn't. If you got your little mace, you got your little taser for protection and all types of things, you know, I could see that, Miss Thing. But these bitches be having all types of sledgehammers, mistake, bitch, and gavels and all types of shit up in their motherfucking bag, bitch. Okay? Bitch, first of all, a motherfucking sledgehammer, mistake, bitch, is like this motherfucking round. It's like this motherfucking round, mistake. It's about this motherfucking long, mistake, and it got a motherfucking handle on it, mistake. Bitch, why the fuck are you walking around in the motherfucking street with some shit like that in your motherfucking bag? Bitch, you come in to motherfucking do some damage to some motherfucking body. Yo, these motherfuckers, let me tell you something, right? These motherfuckers was tearing it down like no motherfucking other out there in the streets. And I'm gonna keep it real. They was tearing it down. But now, on top of them tearing it down, let me say this, and I've been saying this for the longest. To you motherfucking bitches that's out here that's gonna be recording, Miss Thang, bitch. I know you bitches ain't me, Miss Thang, bitch. And a bitch might knock you, Miss Thang, girl, if you all up in their face with the camera, Miss Thang, and shit like that, Miss Thang, okay, bitch? I know a lot of you bitches ain't me, Miss Thang. But, bitch, if you gonna record, Miss Thang, bitch, be here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Get in the mix if you gonna record, Miss Thang, bitch, so we can see faces and shit, Miss Thang. Even though the fight was what it was, Miss Thang. But, bitch, y'all gotta be here. I don't give a fuck who you are, Miss Thang, bitch. I got the phone, bitch. The flashlight is on and everything, bitch. And I'm recording, bitch. And I'm getting everything, bitch. I wish a motherfucker would say something to me, bitch. Stop being back here in the backyard, Miss Thang, in the bleachers, recording these motherfucking shit, Miss Thang. If these bitches want to get out here and act like motherfucking animals, Miss Thang, bitch, you get up here, you in the motherfucking shit. I wish a bitch would say something about me recording a motherfucking thing, bitch. I don't give a fuck if I'm at a motherfucking ball, a club, on the train station, wherever I'm at, bitch. If you doing something, bitch, and I think it's worthy of being on the motherfucking net, bitch, I'm recording it, and I wish a motherfucker would say something to me, bitch. I'ma drag your motherfucking ass, mister. And if somebody with me, hold this motherfucking camera, because, bitch, I'm gonna be the next bitch out here fighting. Bitch, just recording shit, bitch, and you 40 feet back and zoom in your motherfucking camera, and bitch, get in here and get into the motherfucking mix, bitch. Stop being scared. I'm just saying.
You want them to get up in the mix faster?
Bitch, I want them to get up in the mix faster, bitch, because, bitch, if Amaya and Marcus is out there fighting, bitch, I'm gonna be right there, bitch, with my motherfucking phone like this, bitch. I'm gonna be recording it, bitch, because I want the girls to get the motherfucking shit, Miss Thang. Bitch, I don't want them to have to.
And you gonna get it, because, bitch, as soon as you pull that fucking fight with that motherfucking camera, bitch, while me and Marcus fighting, and you know, I see that camera, my friend, I'm gonna blow your shit out.
Well, hold on. Amaya. She made $3,000 the last time you went viral.
Miss Thang, girl, yeah, Amaya is definitely a clip, Miss Thang, girl. She's definitely a girl that saw fighting, Miss Thang, girl. And you gotta pull out your camera, Miss Thang, and you gotta be there, Miss Thang, because you never know, motherfucking Sue TV might hit you up again, Miss Thang, and give you a check for $3,000 just for her motherfucking video, Miss Thang, so they can use the rights of the video.
Girl,
so you gotta be there. You also, I'm gonna, and why I say this, Miss Thang, and it's not, I say this because I want y'all to, you know, fight somebody or anything like that. You never know when y'all post these videos up on Facebook, on the videos will wind up on World Star and all types of things like that, and the video go viral. You never know. You can get paid for your video. Because that aftermath in North Carolina, when Amaya and what's his name from Ohio, Miss Thang, came down there and started that shit with Dante and Tony and the sledgehammer and the axe and all of that stuff, Miss Thang, bitch, I got $3,000 for that motherfucking video, bitch, because I was here for the motherfucking shit, Miss Thang, bitch. So this is why I'm telling you girls, Miss Thang, when it comes to this video, you have to have good, clear footage, Miss Thang, because you never know, your video could go viral, Miss Thang, and you could get paid for your shit, Miss Thang, but you gotta be here for the shit when it comes to your video, Miss Thang. Girl, y'all don't know how Miss Thang goes. That $3,000 came in handy, Miss Thang. They hit me up for the rights for that video. Oh, y'all can have the rights, Miss Thang. Go ahead, baby. Take off. That's why I'm always here for the shit. I'm just saying. But I really want the girls, like, you know, They say the ballroom, they say the Kiki ballroom scene is better than the mainstream ballroom, but they fight and carry on and act the same, act like animals, just like the mainstream children are, Miss Thing. And these are young children, Miss Thing, running around with these things that they're running around in their bags, Miss Thing, girl, honey, okay? I have never ran around with types of things like that in my bag. Amaya, what type of gadgets have you used to run around with in your bags back when you was young?
I used to keep razors in my mouth.
Huh?
I used to keep the razor blades in the sides of my jaws.
Oh, she used to keep razor blades in the side of her jaw. Jason, what type of shit did you run around with when you was young in your bag?
A Swiss blade and mace and an ice pick dipped in garlic.
Marcus, what did you run around with in your bag?
Girl, you know
my
she prepped food fish.
I can call the cop.
How about some prep food fish?
Wait, hold on. What
are
you saying?
My
cell phone, I can call the police.
So he can call the police. Miss Thing, well, now, and I'm going to tell y'all what I used to run around with in my bag when I was young, Miss Thing, okay? Now, since I had my breast surgery, you can't see the mark anymore. But remember back in the days when y'all would see me on live and my shirt would be real low like this, Miss Thing. My shirt would be real low like this, Miss Thing. And y'all used to say, Kelly, pick up your shirt. Your areola is showing, okay? A lot of people used to say that to me, like, Kelly, pick up your shirt. Your areola is showing. No, that wasn't my areola showing, Miss Thing, okay, bitch? That was a scar that I had on my breast. Because I carried this shit in my bag, and I called it face off, Miss Thing, okay? And why I called it face off, bitch? Because it was motherfucking Drano and motherfucking Pepsi mixed together, Miss Thing, okay, bitch? And I'm not gonna sit here, and I'm not gonna tell you girls what type of container that you have to put it in for it to work, and all types of things, and what you have to do to hold this bottle in your hand, because there's a lot of things that you have to do, and it's not easy to do, and if you're not a girl that liked science class back in the days, bitch, you would not know what to do with it, okay? So back in the days, I used to run around with face off in my purse, Miss Thing, and it was Drano and Pepsi. And one day, I mixed it in the wrong motherfucking bottle, Miss Thing, bitch, thinking that the bottle that I was using was going to be able to support it, and it turned into a motherfucking bomb when I went to go shake it up, and it spinned around in the air, bitch, and it got on my motherfucking breast, Miss Thing, okay? It got on my breast, and it got on a couple of other people that was in the house, Miss Thing, and one of the people was asleep in the house, but this young lady at this time, when she woke up, she was like, Kelly, what did you do? And I'm sitting here, and everybody is gagging, and we all gagging because how did you know that it was Kelly that did something, Miss Thing, bitch? But that's what I used to run around with in my purse, Drano and Pepsi, and I called it face off, bitch. But I don't advise anybody to do that to anybody or throw it on anybody above their waist. Because if you do that and you throw it on anybody above their waist, you better be ready to go to jail, Miss Thing, because that is attempted murder, okay? Anything, and I'm letting you girls know now, maybe, okay? When you stab somebody, when you shoot somebody, anything above the waist, Miss Thing, bitch, the prosecutor has the opportunity to go from assault to attempted murder for anything above the waist, Miss Thing. So you bitches need to know your motherfucking law, Miss Thing, when you're doing things before you do it. It is attempted murder. So please don't try that with anybody. I don't advise anybody to try that, Miss Thing. But no, I had that for the queen that gave me the cut down my arm right here that y'all can see, Miss Thing. I had it for that queen, Miss Thing girl, and I was going to take her motherfucking face off, Miss Thing, would it, Miss Thing? Okay, so I'm just saying. But we all ran around with things in our purse, Miss Thing. But we ran around. I ran around with face off in my purse because I got into it with somebody. I didn't just have weapons of mass destruction in my bag just to be having them. These kids are walking around with weapons of mass destruction just to have it.
Kelly.
Yes.
Commercial time.
Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I got to pay some bills, honey. Hold on. Sorry. I got to pay some bills, honey. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Hey, This is OKI Breaking News. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Saturday, April 14, 2018, the most anticipated event in the OKI region just got bigger. Behind the Music 3. For the first time ever in Louisville, Kentucky, there will be five, count them bitch, five, one, two, three, four, five, $1,000 categories. That's right, five $1,000 categories. Open to all faiths. Schoolboy realness. Open to all runway. Femme queen realness. Legendary performance. Mini grand, $500 each. Open to all performance. Butch queen sex siren. House with the most people texting. Tables are $100 before 2018. That's December 31st. Get it in before December 31st, before it turns 2018. Understand? Before 2018. $150 after. Contact Larry Mizrahi. Come be part of a historic night in the OKI. Don't forget, this is an early ball. Doors open at 7 p.m. Ball ends at 2 a.m. Don't try it. Miami's annual Pop Ball, Power of the Pussy presents Power of Pride, Pop 9. Miami Pride Weekend Extravaganza. Host, Cash Mizrahi, Johnny 007, and legendary Oso Milan. MCs, Icon Jack Mizrahi, and Precious Ebony. Date, Saturday, April 7th, 2018, 4 p.m. Location, venue to be announced in Miami, Florida. Follow the Pop Ball on Facebook, Miami's annual Pop Ball. Host hotel information to be announced. Categories of the night. Grand prize open to all realness, $1,000. Mini grand prize number one, open to all faith, $500. Mini grand prize number two, open to all performance, $1,000. Mini grand prize three, best dressed spectator, $250. Mini grand prize number four, house with the most members tested, $250. Saturday, April 7th, 2018, 4 p.m., Miami's annual Pop Ball, Power of the Pussy presents Power of Pride, Pop 9. Legendary father, Kentel Mizrahi, and legendary mother, Latoya Ebony, present Straight Outta Ballroom 3, The Circus. May 5th, 2008, Elks Lodge, 5108 South Terry Street, Chicago, Illinois. Doors open at 9 p.m. LSS starts promptly at 11 p.m. sharp. Cover charge, $30 all night. Categories include house with the most performance, $500. House with the most realness, $500. House with the most fashion, $500. House with the most sex siren, $500. House with the most runway, $500. House with the most face, $500. And house with the most new, $250. Whatever that is. Legendary father Kentel Mizrahi and mother Latoya Ebony present Straight Outta Ballroom 3, The Circus. Don't miss it.
Yes, to the icon, thank you. Those were our commercial break for our sponsors. We played our first three commercials in the beginning of the show, and we are playing those at the end of the show. But those were our three that we didn't play in the beginning of the show, but we played the first three in the beginning of the show. And to the icon, Nicole Kahn, when we go on commercial break, we black out for commercial break, honey. So maybe if I have to go and run and check on something that's going on in the front of the house, Y'all not just sitting here looking at my chair so I put up the thing so I can go in and do what I need to handle, okay? Because you and Jason and Marcus and Nicole and everybody knows what's going on in the front of the house, okay? But everybody that's going to live don't need to know what's going on in the front of the house. So that's why I put that up so I can go out there and check and make sure that, you know, that the children are all right.
That the house still there.
Yes, the house is fine here, bitch. You're sitting here for 2 hours, baby. I'll come back, bitch, and the house will be destroyed, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. 347-295. You're live on the air on Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
Are you live, whore, or are you live?
Oh, I'm live, whore.
I'm live, whore.
Because Kelly's a tight-ass bitch. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's it. She is one tired. Whose song is cute? Amada. Well, Kelly's still a tired bitch, right? Yes.
I'm a tired ass bitch.
Bitch, you the tired ass bitch. Everybody, Kelly's a tired lady.
I'm a tired.
Who is
this? I'm a tired.
Who
is this?
I'm a tired ass.
That's the legendary Tyshawn Milan.
Yeah, this is the legendary Tyshawn Milan. I'm a tired ass bitch.
Let me tell you, I got a topic. I wanna talk about a topic tonight. A topic that was just on my mind because, you know, I FaceTimed somebody about maybe 8:45 and they were just going off. I just wanna know. I'm just joking. As I could talk our business. But hey, shit, I told you I was going to start with you today. Hi, everybody. I just told Kelly I was going to fuck with her today. I'm actually about to go sip my wine and listen to Amada La Negra. You hear my sister? My sister said it's a cute song. Y'all better get up on that. Free promotion. Free promotion. Oh, come on, sis. Oh, we in here dancing. Oh.
Tyshawn, go back and listen to Tyshawn. Go back to Instagram and listen to your tired-ass girlfriend on Instagram.
Oh, I was listening to Kaya. She just hung up. She just hung up. I can't even watch her no more, so I came to your show to fuck with you because I was listening to my thug missus now. You know, she had over 5,000 views, you know, callers. And I was like,
oh,
hell, we don't get as many as this.
Tyshawn, she had 5,000 views. Catch my girlfriend in a few minutes, Miss Day. She got 5,000 views. That's all she can get is 5,000.
Well, yeah, girlfriend, every live that she did, you know, I was looking at my girlfriend, Kai. I was giving statistics. Oh, that's her song? Oh, she sound cute. Yeah, it sounds cute. I'm sorry. But Kai is getting more views than her. I'm just saying. You just gotta
let go, Kelly.
It's
no way in hell that Kaya will ever get more views than motherfucking T.S. Madison, honey.
Kaya is getting more views than T.S. She is. Kaya got like 100, 200,000 views. Madison got 32,000. You'd be like, what's that?
Tyshawn broke up his girlfriend because Tyshawn loves that motherfucking stink pussy ass motherfucking whore, Miss Motherfucking Kaya, honey. Everybody needs to go to my sister page, Felicity Newall, on motherfucking Facebook and check out her motherfucking video of her treat and things that she left on Kaya's van yesterday. Because she spotted Kaya van out and she went to the 99 cent store and she bought the feminine hygiene products for motherfucking Kaya so she could clean that stink ass motherfucking pussy, honey, that sour puss.
Let me tell you what she said. She said, y'all bitches don't have this sweet, fishy aroma. Y'all got that booty hole. That's what she said, y'all had. That's what I've been saying.
Let me tell
my girlfriend, don't come for her. Don't come for my girlfriend, Kelly.
Honey. Let me tell you something, honey, okay? And this is my new saying, bitch. My neck, my back, I wish that old bitch would the thing clap back. Okay, bitch? Okay.
But Kelly, let me tell you, I told you she's not going to clap back with you because she like, I was just with this bitch in the airport and we were just going live and we was having a good time. Now this bitch reading me. I'm not giving her no views. That's how she said.
It's called my neck, my back. I wish that old bitch would clap back, bitch, okay? That old bitch clap back.
Do anyone on this phone like Kaya? Because I do. Callers, call in. Because I want to know who like Kaya. Team Kaya, you know her live is over with. So y'all can come over on the Kelly thing like I did. And now listen to Kelly from Penn. Yeah, why y'all don't like her? Let me tell you. Don't let Kelly influence y'all because she want to read and she want to go off on Kaya. A couple of weeks ago, this bitch, that was her sister. Oh, yes, that's my sister. And
XYZ. This is the main lady
everybody that's on the live, my sister Felicity Newell just joined the live. Y'all can click on her name, bitch, and go and watch her video when she left Kaya some feminine hygiene products so she could clean that solid pussy to shake her. And then she also gave her the whites and things so she could go clean those yellow-ass motherfucking goals that she got in her motherfucking mouth and say. So go watch that video, honey, and see the things, Miss Singh. Oh, sour puss. Oh, Bucky O'Hare.
I don't like where y'all coming from, my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend. She, you know, she said it's about the money.
Tyshawn, she said she was only dealing with the gay community for a check. She really don't like us.
Well, that's most celebrities. If you really put it in order,
but hold on,
she just
for her
to
be bold enough to say it, okay,
she was just the one to
it's
say
a difference
it.
Between it's a difference between you you doing it or you acting that way, but then you using us. If you don't fuck with us, you don't fuck with us. Okay.
Well,
but
I think this is Jackson that's on the line, and I think you know he's another one of Kaya's fans, honey. You know.
Look, I was a Kaya fan, but when she read all of us. She just did not read T.S. Madison. You know what I'm saying? So there was no way I could be a fan and still support her and be like, yes,
can
I fuck with this
can
bitch.
Can you give me what
but
she said verbatim?
Outright telling me she really don't fuck with me like that. If it's not for a check and she see me out in the street, that bitch is going to pay me. No shade. I don't got time for it. And, girl, you wouldn't get my coin for it. And that's why
But let me ask you the same thing. Beyonce going to walk past you, too, in the street.
I mean, Beyonce, I wouldn't care. Here's the thing. Beyonce wouldn't even be on that type of platform where me to have to discuss that level. It would just be understood. It's Beyonce. At the end of the day,
it's almost like you. Okay, I live in the South, right? So I understand there are some racist people here. Then they may see you in the store and they may not, you know, you may know that they're racist. But if they say nigger, it's just going to be a whole different type of set. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to be a whole different thing.
I don't fuck with her like that.
And everybody that's out there and everybody that will watch this live that is not on Facebook, and when we download this live to YouTube and to Instagram and different places like that that we put this live, make sure you go to the www.thequeenscourt.com, honey, and get your Mandy Man Whore motherfucking t-shirts, honey, because you know my sister's a coin-getting-ass motherfucking bitch, so she done made Mandy Man Whore motherfucking t-shirts for you motherfucking bitches to go and get your motherfucking t-shirts, Miss Tay. So make sure y'all bitches go out and y'all check out the Queen.
Go support T.S. Madison. I have nothing against T.S. Madison either. I like both of them. I watched Kaya in the beginning, and I watched T.S. Madison at the end. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I like who I like. I gotta like who I like. I like Kaya.
So
realizing that
she
likes
that you have trans sisters and everything.
I think I need to drop a new T-shirt, Miss Thing, bitch, with a picture of Kaya, Miss Thing, and on the back of the.
Kelly, I don't want you dropping no more T-shirts. Them
on the back of the T-shirt.
I'm going to have to get my girlfriend Kaya on this line because, you know what, we got
don't
the screen.
We don't
want to
hear her freaking phone.
No.
She's
going to
get
I mean, he's
baby,
in respect
Kaya,
to you, that's
Kaya
your friend.
Went,
you have a connection
Kaya
with her. I don't know her. I just think she's funny.
It'll be the last time that bitch have a motherfucking docket, Miss Thing. You get her.
Let me tell you, Marcus, let me tell you. You want to be honest. Kelly put me on to Kaya and Madison at Queens Court. I didn't even know what the fuck they was. Kelly
Let me break it down to you. What was going to happen that night in Rochester, New York, okay? For everybody that don't know what was going to happen that night in Rochester, New York. But then I had a change in opinion after I met her in the airport because we never got to the show, okay? And Marcus and Jason can tell you this. because I spoke to them about what I was going to do the night in Rochester, New York. So this was going to happen. This is what was going to happen the night in Rochester, New York, okay? So everybody was hitting me up, right, when I came home, and the flyer had dropped with me and T.S. Madison and Kaya doing the show in Rochester that we was going to do in Rochester, okay? Like, Kelly, how could you work with this lady and she does not like the girls and all types of things of that nature, okay? And so I was like, well, what are y'all talking about?
But let me just say this. Let me finish my story.
So I was like, I don't know what y'all talking about. Send me the videos of what y'all talking about. So then I seen the videos of her reading the girls and everything. And Marcus and Jason can attest to this. What was going to happen in Rochester was, Miss Thing, I never made a video about it. I never said anything about it. What was going to happen in Rochester was, any booking that I take, as soon as I walk into the door, any booking I take, you have to give me, you send me my deposit. As soon as I walk through the door, I get the rest of my money when I walk through the door. So what was going to happen was, Miss Thing, I was going to read the dog shit out of motherfucking Kaya, Miss Thing, bitch, for the things that she had to say about the girls on the motherfucking stage that night in Rochester and embarrass her in front of the girls. Jason and Marcus, did not I tell y'all this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm
know
trying to figure out the timeline. But I'm still trying to figure out the timeline because the girls were still jocking her at that time. So if she said the comment before that, you were still jocking her. So either people were still watching her, they were still on TV. Not you.
I did not know her. I did not meet her or anything. But then the next morning, because they never made it to the show, when I got off the stage at 2 o'clock for the show, T.S. Madison and Kaya had just landed in Rochester because of the snowstorm and everything. So then the next day, they got to the hotel. They went to their room. They took a shower. I never got to interact with them. So then the next day, we went to the airport. We interacted in the airport, and I was like, okay, she seems cool or whatever and things of that nature and everything. And because Madison respected her, I was going to give us the benefit of the doubt. But I was going to drag her for that motherfucking show.
I understand that.
But I gave her the benefit of the doubt because if Madison trusted this person, I said, well, I'm going to trust her because I trust Madison with a lot of things that I have talked to you and a lot of other people about. I'm gonna trust her and her judgment.
Okay. I got that. But my thing is, if she said, like, $25,000, you can get a seat on the jet for $10,000.
I'm sorry to everybody, and I'm sorry to the two callers that we have in queue, but we gotta motherfucking go right motherfucking now. The show is over. Good night. Everybody go right now, bitch, and log on to the Queen Supreme motherfucking court, cause Madison is on live, and we'll see y'all back here tomorrow for Juicing with the J's, and we'll see y'all back here next week, Miss Thing, bitch, for motherfucking Petty Mondays. I'll see y'all next week. We out of here. Good night.
She's it. She's...